What's up, everyone? How are y'all doing? Amazing human beings. Welcome to Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. I am your host, Harold Aho Now. I'm a practical spiritual advisor and community activist in the city of San Antonio. And if you are new to the station here, I welcome you. And that would guide me to saying, if you want to know the gist of this story and why we're here, you can go back and check the, just go in chronological order. It's all going to make sense. And today's episode is going, you know, let's sorry about bouncing around here. Y'all know how we roll. Okay. So thus far, the way that the practical spiritual advice through the podcast has been rolling is a storytelling. And we're going to switch it up, but there's going to be some stories in here. But, you know, one of the things that came through, if you're all caught up now, and you know what I'm talking about, one of the things that came up was human design, the human design chart, through all of the activations. And the one that really set it off was, at Miracle Springs Ranch. Two of my friends were having we were all sitting at the table, and, it was late Saturday night, I believe. And my friend Aaron is looking at me very, like focused like a laser beam on me. And, my other friend Jamesia looks over at her and says, why are you staring at him like that? Yeah, she likes to come. A lot of people like to come to my defense. Well, I'd like more. Anyway, there's some people that don't. And I'm like, what? Just missed the boat on that. Why didn't you just, but that's okay, whatever. But anyway, she came to my defense, and they get to talking and finding out, start talking about their human design. And Aaron is a projector. Jamesi is a manifester, and I'm a manifesting generator. And so this was the beginnings of me hearing of this human design and kind of the energy patterns of it and a little bit of the information. And I believe it had come up before, you know, sometime before, and maybe had just wasn't, I wasn't ready for it, and I was diving in. I often dive into different things, and I've got a lot of things, you know, on the stove, cooking in the kitchen at one time, and it'll be an overload when I get that one last thing that I really want to focus in on. And so with this happening at Miracle Springs Ranch. And again, if you're not caught up, you need to go back and watch, because I'm rolling like as if you know what's going on. I'm not even going to do really much of a recap on the last episode, because we're going to be winging it right now until we get more of a format going into the next set. And we'll structure the podcast in that way so you can digest it. But right now, today's focus is going to be human design. And I'm going to give you some of my pointers. We'll get into the story of how the human design came into my self-awareness, which gives me the validation of pursuing it further. And human design is like your astrology chart. You will type in it, and it's free. You can go online and type in free human design chart. And you can type it in and find, you're going to need your time of birth and place of birth, and then your date of birth. You put that in and it'll give you your chart. And one of the main, and there's so many different ways to dive into it. Some look at it and it looks super complicated. And when you explain it in the beginning, it seems very not complicated, because you're putting, you know, people into buckets, if you will, in the beginning of five different main themes of their holographic energy type, and that would be a manifester, a generator, a manifesting generator, a reflector, and a projector. And a lot of people like to get a little, when they hear that they're a generator and not a manifester, they're like, no, I manifest all the time. And it's not that anyone is not a manifest, like able to manifest. It's how do you do it? And so there's different, you know, we're just going to use these as words and guide markers of figuring out energy signatures. Everything is able to maneuver and shift. That is what I am finding out as this all goes through. Like, there's some main energy patterns within our experience in this life, but then there are ways that you are able to have a new perspective, and that's what takes it into a multidimensional meaning. Same thing, looked at with a new perspective and seeing a new way that it exists, and the way that it presents its pattern to you. And sometimes it's funny because it contains the old stuff, but it's different. And it's not easily explained when you have a new perspective and you're trying to explain to someone that still only understands the old perspective. And they don't always, like, I think the thing, and I'm just, man, y'all are diving with me here. Dive into my mind. It's trying to put those pieces together of how the, you know, the angles make it make sense. Like, the new perspectives are just offering new angles. And so, anyway, human design was not ready for me at the time, I believe, and it looked complicated. And now when I look at it, it looks like super easy. And I'm like, wow, this is like, I get it. Like, this makes sense. Okay, there's this, this, that, and an open one, you pull in it. Like, so we're going to get into that. So let's go back to where it all started, because I think the easiest way is for me to explain each part as it came in and how I dove into each thing, which helped me kind of get into the next thing and have it all make sense for me, right? This is my story. And you can dive into it the same way with your own angle. And this is where we become multidimensional. Because when you tell me your way of learning human design, I see it from a new perspective, a new dimension. It's all the same thing, just new angles. It's going to be a theme, I think, coming from last episode, is just this, it's all the same thing, looking at it in new angles. And so anyway, human design came back to me in this bigger way at Miracle Springs Ranch, which was, you know, if you listen to all the stories, and we're going to dive into multiple things that happen at Miracle Springs Ranch. And this is where the stories become intertwined with each other and time. If you can just spend no money and pay attention here with me and do your due diligence. And there are galactic hints and quantum hints on how my self-discovery can assist you with your self-discovery and putting yourself into a quantum galactic self and letting go of the old patterns that obviously are dissolving and parting ways with where we are going and where we are shifting to. So as human design came in at Miracle Springs Ranch, you know, we didn't dive too much into it other than what I discussed at the table Saturday night, with that a projector is really focused in on someone and wants to give advice, and then a manifester, Jamesia expressed how she would run out of energy, and when she did, it was like boom, like she could hardly even function. And so I picked up on a few patterns that are like locked in my human design database, because those are, and this is where for anyone going through these spiritual awakenings and discovering new things, that first, it's like first impressions. Well, sometimes second impressions, right? As I mentioned, human design made an impression of being a little complicated when it first came in. And then second time, it was like, you're more put together. It makes more sense. And so there's an interlocking of consciousness where one can, you know, where we can meet halfway. So anyway, human design, a little bit of information at Miracle Springs, and maybe a couple weeks to a month after that. And honestly, it could have been less. I just don't have the exact date of when I started diving into what is my human design. You know what? I possibly could find it. That would take some deep dives, but you know, I don't think it's that important to know when exactly that happened. So when I did my own chart, finally, I'm a manifesting generator, and I'm like, wow, what does that mean? And you know, a manifesting generator, if you start looking into yourself and start looking into the people around you, they're going to be that person that has like a million and one things going on. And oftentimes they're the one that people want to tell, you should just focus on one thing because you're always doing all these different things. Like if you could just focus on one thing, that would probably say that you're a projector in human design with your baseline frequency, trying to give advice where it's not asked. So there's patterns, there's funny ways that we sync up. And so at the end of the day, human design for me, it has linked up with the solar eclipse X. It has led to a 2027 human design prophecy that says that we mutate. And you know, I did a deep dive on this, and it opens up things. Mm-hmm. Every time I deep dive into something, there's some other way, like something else opens up that unlocks a new doorway and a new access point of greater information and knowledge that is almost like it's been behind closed doors waiting for this, like it's prophecy. I don't have any other way of describing the how this is coming together. It is because it is being documented, and I'm able to go forward and look back and look at things and be like, wow, if they really only knew. But I bet this is how it has to happen, because it's like it's not just a grassroots movement, but it's almost like a rebellion in a sense of like, you don't pull the trigger until you're right next to your enemy. You know, they don't know that you've been making moves until the deed is done. And I feel like this is that thing so much like you don't even know. You're listening to this, and if you go look and see how many people have listened to this. At whatever time you're looking at it, if we're past a million views at this time, then, you know, this, you're catching some gold right here, because this is the rebellion before anybody knew there was rebellion going on. And so anyway, human design has presented itself to doing a dance with the cosmic X of the two solar eclipses that crisscross Texas. And the download from the people that are talking about this information are saying things that have only come to my state of awareness in recent times. And again, like I said, it is a dance, and it is a beautiful harmonic dance that things come in and they bounce out, and something else comes in and shows itself, and then it takes a step back, and but it never really leaves. It's just there waiting for its time to kind of jump in and play and push or pull or elevate or contract, or, you know, there's just it's energy in motion. And we're running the gamut right now with our emotions, this energy in motion. So, you know, human design when you really start to look into it, is going to show you a way to get us where we're unified. Like, so when you can have a bunch of people that love themselves, are, you know, creative, they know their gifts, they're like, you know, someone that's in the zone. Like, it's like, okay, let's put it down to sports, right? Like basketball. Put all all the goats on one team. Like, that's us when we can all get our shit together. And human design lets you find your way of knowing why you do things in a specific pattern or sequence. Or when someone says things a certain way, it makes you feel a certain way. Or your intuition's on point. Or you have an actual gut feeling for things. It shows you the play with the mind, body, spirit complex, and how you can feel visceral things within the body, and why you hit on things, and why you pick up on people's information. And some people are intuitive and some people are not. Some people are spitting out data and some people are grabbing the data and amplifying it, and it's not ever going to be their data. Like, that's me. I take others' information with my open centers and I amplify them. I look for the best so that way I can amplify the best. And this is for me, and this is a, you know, again, this let's go in it. I'm learning things when I go on and tell you these things. So one of the things I've been talking about with this human design thing, and I'm really, maybe you need a pause. If you don't know anything about human design, I'm going to get into some of the more complex nuances of human design as I run this conscious understanding of how it plays a part in what I see in the physical world and what I experience now that I've been playing with this for, we're in 2023, holy moly, a couple of years now. What are we at, 2021? So like, yeah, almost 2 years, a little under 2 years, I've been working on this human design stuff and experimenting, knowing my chart, looking at others' charts, seeing the gates and the channels and the centers and the incarnation crosses, and not having, it's basically taking astrology to the next level for me. Other people, you dig astrology, that's fine, that's great. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers. I really am not. I mean, I do, because feathers are going to get ruffled, because I mean, honestly, when you get outside this plane of existence, or, you know, say this planet from this perspective, and you're your multidimensional self, are you just your astrology chart? Are you just where this, you're not even just your human design. Human design to me is helping us get to where we don't look at astrology anymore and like, oh, I'm ruled by this and by that. Like, how would you be ruled by the earth harmonics and moon harmonics and even this solar system harmonics when you are galactic and have had lives in other realms and in other planets and other galaxies and other universes? And then when you get to integrate that, you bring it all in. So you're all of it. So you don't let go of any of it ever, really. It's how you integrate it. It's how you transmute it. It's how do you turn it into something so solid that it, you know, it can hit you and fuck with you? Or can you transmute it into something that's more ethereal and more into a different, like, you know, it's that's putting those different perspectives on it. It turns it into a different thing. That's completely different. This is what I was saying earlier. It's like, man, the mechanics of it can take things from one extreme to the other just by perspective alone. And it does a mechanics thing with your heart, with all of your centers, all of your essence. It rearranges things. And I mean, it doesn't even rearrange things. You're just looking at it from a different angle, man. It's so weird. Anyway, all right. So human design is your holographic template, and so there's three main characters that I dove into with human design, and that's your first. What is your design? The one of five. a manifester, a manifesting generator, a projector, and a reflector. And there's percentages with those. There's like 33% or something of manifesting generators. There's another 30 some odd percent of generators. And so they make up the bulk class of, you know, human species. And that would be your worker bees and stuff like that. And then you have your projectors, which are like 20% or 9% or something. Like they're another low percent. Once again, because that puts that... 20. I don't know. It's some fun. You can find this shit on your own. I'm not trying to get into the details of that, but to know there is manifestors and manifesting generators are pretty much the bulk of humanity, and then you've got a small percentage of projectors, and you have the smallest percentage in reflectors. And your reflectors, let's see, so we have the manifestors, and the manifestors, that's right, there we go. So you had like 20% of manifestors, I think, and then you have like 9% of projectors, and then you have 1%. Okay, there's my numbers. So that'd be 67, 87, 90. Yeah, okay, cool. So that seems to like round. We're getting closer to my numbers adding up in my head. It doesn't need to be exact. The idea is you get this baseline that what we're looking at with the five types is your manifestors are going to be more or less your initiators and your leaders. They don't like to be asked questions. They don't want to be led. So don't put a bunch of manifestors in a room together. It's probably, I don't know, you probably have bloodshed. I don't know. I'd like to experiment. I want to see, like, how many manifestors are here and how are y'all getting along and what's going on there? And this is how you run these experiments, is just by fucking asking questions. Start talking to your people and be like, hey, so your mom's this because you gave me all your her information and you're this. So when y'all were children during this time, was there this going on? And you're just checking. And this is how I can figure out things, by looking at, you know, the charts of everyone's human design. And so your manifestors are your natural born leaders. They are going to be the take charge kind of people. And there's going to be all kinds of nuances in there, but more or less that's the baseline. And then you have your generators, and those are going to be really, really your worker bees. They like to be guided. They like to be, you know, advised on what to do. And they can, you know, if they're inspired by life, they can get up and go, and they don't need, like, you know, a whole bunch of sleep all the time. And again, within that, you're going to have your nuances. The next one, we've got the, so that was manifestors, that's generators. So the next one would be the manifesting generators, which is a mixture of the two. So we can, and I'm a manifesting generator, so we can initiate. We have a forever motor, so if we're inspired, we can get up and go and work. I like to be led. Sometimes I ask Amber, like, please, just can you tell me what to do? Like, I'm looking at breakfast and snacks and lunch for the girls for school, and I'm like, which container? Where do you want that that food to go in which container? Like, just fucking guide me on this, because right now I'm lost. I have energy. I want to do something, blah, blah, blah. So it's like that. That's your manifesting generators. And again, they're going to often have like a lot of things going on, and they'll be missing a lot of steps. And that's why they like to be guided, because they can come back and be reminded, hey, don't forget about saying happy birthday to her before you left. Oh, fuck, that's right. Happy birthday. You know, just like stupid little shit. Let's see. And then you have your projectors. They really have the aura to they really have the energy of wanting to dive into someone else's energy field or aura to assist them. And so they're often offering advice. They love their naps. They're here to help us. They can get a lot of shit done in a little time. That's why they can take their naps, and you're like, how do you, like, you fucking sleep all the time, but you got your bills are paid, cars washed, dishes are done, like your house is like they find ways of getting things done. They can help you cut corners on things and help a manifestor, a manifesting generator or a generator just be more efficient. And so you see where I'm going with this, right? We are here to work with each other, not against each other. And knowing your design shows you how you work with others and why you don't work with others. Like, it's a thing, and I've seen the patterns, and I'm looking, and I'm not going, oh, this chart showed me all this. This is my own experimenting and how I run, my checks and balances, and I gain enough information where I am an authority on letting you know this, and I will be completely honest with you. If you ever seek advice from me or around me to gather information from all the places that I have data, it's fucking data. Because I'm going to shoot it straight. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to tell you if I don't know everything about it, I will let you know that. It's not rocket science, folks, but not everybody is made to do things this way. I am. So I am here to be of service. Yeah, I'm here for you. So human design, looking into that, it will assist you. It will assist you with the way you communicate with your partner, your children, your boss, your work, whatever it is. And it show you where you have the energy, why you have it at certain times and do not, why you sleep better or feel better when you eat in the daytime or at night. There's a lot of things that are in the chart that are all because of the stars and everything. So it's the mind, body, spirit complex and how it integrates into this holographic matrix. And then how do we unify with each other? So projectors are here to help. And then we have the last and final 1-2% of humanity are reflectors. Now, when we're looking at any of these design types, what we're really looking at is which of their 9 centers, which would be the 9 main, we can call them chakra points or energy centers, a database of like, so if you're looking at a computer and you've got the CPU, it has a specific job. You've got the storage, it has a specific job. You have the graphics card, has a specific job. And what information goes into each of those pieces of hardware and how it goes in and comes out. All of that is a computer, which is us. All of those pieces in there are the centers. Some centers in a being, in us, not looking at a computer so much at this point, but you get the gist of it, are what we would say defined, which means it is your information from your experiences, soul, like everything that is you here, whatever here to serve your purpose in this holographic matrix. It's your information pushing out into the holographic matrix. If you have an open center, then you are an amplifier. You are pulling others' defined centers in, and through your computation, right, how their channels and gates interact with your channels and gates, you will amplify that in whatever way that is. It's not always going to be the same because of the channels and gates. Those are the nuances in this holographic matrix experience. And we're able to like dial in on how that may translate when we put specific human beings together at whatever point they are in their own personal evolution of understanding themselves. And a reflector has no defined centers. So they are a living amplifier and a gauge for your community. And if they are in with the community on you know what the city does, their local community does, whether it's arts, entertainment, politics, whatever, they're going to show you exactly what's going on. And they are around a bunch of beautiful beings that would feed them harmonic, coherent information from their defined centers and knowing who and what they are and how they operate and putting themselves on an alchemical soup can feed to a reflector, and that reflector would amplify that and just be absolutely magnificent, beautiful, harmonic, like just that's your angels here walking around on this planet. But and we all are, but I mean, when you can get someone that literally can just amplify everyone else's beauty, I've seen it, and I know there were still some incoherencies in the field that they were absorbing, and I saw that too, and I'm like, yo, we get balanced out, and everybody's like in their gift mode and knowing who and what they are and how they operate. This 1% reflector situation, 1 to 2% population, are going to light this fucking planet up, because all they're going to do is feed back into a, I don't want to call it a closed loop system, but a system that won't die. It's a self-perpetuating existence at that point, where we inspire each other on such a level that's like taking us to a quantum leap in our evolution. And so that, my friends, is what human design is for me, and why when I started looking into the human design prophecy of 2027, where we mutate, is what it says. And some of the words that are used, I think, you know, going back to this being an undercover mission, not everybody's supposed to be able to decipher the codes in the way that they're coming out, because what's being said is that the mutate, and first of all, it says mutation. Anybody want to mutate? Like they teenage, like you turn, like you're going to mutate. So I don't think everybody's like quite ready for the verbiage on that. So evolve, mutation, evolution could be looked at as the same thing. Possibly the definition would be different. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's a shift. We'll look at them. Both words is just meaning shift. So this shift is saying that we are going to go from the age of the tribe to the age of selfishness. And so some would be like, what? No, I want to go back to the tribe. I want to go back to my indigenous roots and discover my culture, my heritage, and live off the land and all that. And so what this human design prophecy, it's not saying that we're not going to have that. It's just going to say the dynamic of what that looks like and how it operates is going to be different. So a tribe mentality, if you look at it, is a hierarchy where you have your ruling class, which is a small percentage, and then you have your workers underneath them, and they're just doing what they're told. And where this is going, the age of selfishness is, you know, when you can realize with your real eyes and your wholeness that all is one and one is all, then selfishness in the understanding that everyone around you is you is, I mean, isn't that what that's what we're talking about. So when you can get to a place of finding yourself as the God within and know that everything around you is part of the symphony of you, and when you can look at it with this perspective, then it starts to harmonize itself automatically. That's what I've witnessed. That's what I've been able to do. And that's why these things have, you know, come to me in the way that they have. And, you know, and these things are not mine alone. When you dive into it, you're going to realize, just like I did, that there's many people out here that are discovering human design, their quantum self, that all is one and one is all. You know, the other thing that we're going to go over in another episode is the galactic calendar, aka the dream spell calendar, and how that will cycle back into this Miracle Springs Ranch activation point. And it's its own way of interacting with time itself and gaining more of your multidimensionality as well as your galactic understanding of yourself. And I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to be a part of. And you know, right now we are March 14th, Tuesday, March 14th. And in this galactic calendar, to give you a hint of what we'll dive into, today is actually the, it is a galactic activation portal day. Well, that's weird. Why do we have two back to back? And I'm seeing something odd here that I've never seen before, and I need to investigate that later. But today would be not Tuesday, March 14th, but it would be Yellow Magnetic Sun Day. And we are guided by Universal Fire. And this day would be led by our, you know, balancing out our crown chakra. And the tribe would be Yellow Sun, and the tone would be magnetic. It's the first tone. And this being a galactic activation portal day, the way I'm looking at a physical calendar here. And you can go to 13moon.com, 13moon.com, and pick up your own. And it doesn't matter how far into the galactic calendar year we are, I would advise getting whatever you can as soon as you can, because it has a key and a ton of information in the front and the back. And you can even go back into this galactic calendar year and see when you had your own activations, and maybe start piecing some parts together and know that you've always been interacting with time. And that's why when you see this and you have a projection going out forward, you can see how you can how things are about to pop up for you and what opportunities. And then if you look into the way you set your life up and the opportunities you have for yourself, then you can be really super duper intentional about who you're with during the time that you're doing these things. And this is where human design and the galactic calendar come into play for me, along with the two solar eclipses and, you know, just all prophecies. So let's see, what else? So we had the three things with human design. Your type, which is the five types, and then you have your strategy and your authority. So your strategy and authority are going to be, let's see, your authority would be where you feel that coming in from. So whether it's like intuition or your gut, and it all depends on which centers are defined and which ones are not. And so the deep dive into yourself, and my recommendation of using YouTube University. You can go straight to YouTube and listen to, this is the way I like to get information. I like to listen. I can sit to, I mean, you can even go to a podcast, I'm sure. But my thing, I'm visual. So I'll wash dishes and watch a video on, I'll type in human design manifesting generator, boom, and that's it. And then I'll watch like a couple videos or whatever and see what I'm drawn to. And then, you know, the next thing would be like human design manifesting generator, sacral authority. And then it's like, what does that mean? And then so you start looking into sacral authority and what that means. Manifesting generator, what's it that we're looking at? Strategy. Mine is to respond. And so I don't try to force things. I just respond. And so that's why my life is, that's why a manifesting generator, their life looks like it's all over the place, because they're built to just respond. And if they follow that instinct through their gut, then they will respond accordingly to a visceral feeling within their lower parts of their body. If they're excited, it'll guide them into another happy experience that'll lead to another and another and another. And So this is just ways that we interact with the holographic matrix. And so human design, you've got your type, which is one of five. You've got your authority, which I'm not going to dive too much into that, but that's just that thing that you're going to feel or know intuitively, or you're going to have to check with your emotions to make sure that you are making the right decision. Some people need to sit with it a little bit longer. Some are built to respond. Some are, you know, guided to initiate. And so that would be a strategy, is to initiate. Another strategy would be to respond. And another strategy would be to wait for the invitation. So there's, and that would be your projector. They need to wait for the invitation. They want to give advice, but they can't give advice until they're asked or invited in for, you know, to give that advice. And so there's ways that we work together, people. And, you know, I'm just giving y'all a little scope on what's assisted me. And, this is my human design story. And I would advise you to go ahead and dive deep into your own, you know, your authority, your strategy, and your type, and do the YouTube University. It's free. You just go in there and start typing in, you know, questions, and start it off with human design, human design, human design, spleen center, human design, throat center, head center, ajna, heart, solar plexus. You have a ton of questions. You're going to be busy for a long time if you'd like to investigate this. If not, follow your intuition and just know that you've been going along with it the whole time. And, you know, what happens when you don't follow it, and when we don't follow our gut when we're supposed to, all these different things, you'll see it has played out in your life, and you could look back in your own memories. So my advice is to do a living life review, and don't sit and wait until you die to look back and be the one in control of your own light and where you go after you've reviewed yourself and said, you know what, damn, I've actually done okay, and through all this, I'm still here, I want to stay. And, you know, it makes it a little bit easier. So with that, you know, I'm going to go ahead and bid y'all adieu with this. I hope y'all had fun on this episode. And, I believe the next one we'll get into the galactic calendar and how that presented itself. And that'll take us back to Miracle Springs and bring us back to present day and going off into the future. So with that, I want you to love always, in always. Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. I know I said it earlier, but y'all got to go follow me everywhere. Follow me, share this, like it, buy me a cup of coffee, help out with the movement. We are shifting the entire planet. This place is evolving. I could use all the help that I can get. I need everybody to put their stories in it. Throw some skin in the game. Throw some skin in the game. I'm over here walking around skinless, folks. I am skinless. It's disgusting. I'm dropping blood all over the place like a horror story. Throw some of your own skin in the game and assist with the plan to be the change that we wish to see in the world, until all we see is the change we have become. So with that, I want you to love always, in all ways, from now until the end of days. Peace.